Back in 1987, the playwright August Wilson won nearly every award in theater for his drama Fences. This play was part of a 10-story cycle covering African-American life in each decade of the 20th century. Next week, a highly anticipated revival of the play opens on Broadway. This version features Denzel Washington and Viola Davis, a presence in both Hollywood and on Broadway. Jeff London has the story.
Denzel Washington says producer Scott Rudin approached him last year about starring in a film version of Fences.
Scott Rudin came to me with the screenplay, and I read it, and I said, well, let me read the play again. And I read the play, and I'm like, Denzel, are you crazy? You got to do the play. You know, now's the time, you know, whether I do a movie or not.
Washington, at 55, is the right age to play Troy Maxson, the titanic central character of Wilson's Pulitzer Prize-winning play. It's a role James Earl Jones originated, winning the Tony Award in 1987. Maxson has led a hardscrabble life, escaping an abusive father, spending time in the penitentiary for manslaughter, and finding his calling on the baseball diamond as a Negro League star.
He was a bit too old to move up to the major leagues by the time they started having Negro players, black players, and he's bitter about it. And when we meet him, he's a garbage man who has been stuck in the same spot for 18 years, and, you know, he's a bitter man.
I come in here every Friday. I carry a sack of potatoes and a bucket of lard. You all line up at the door with your hands stretched out. I give you the lint from my pockets. I give you my sweat and my blood. I ain't got no tears. I done spent them. We go upstairs in that room at night. I fall down on you and try to blast a hole into forever. I get up Monday morning, find my lunch on the table, go out, make my way, find my strength to get me through to next Friday. That's all I got, Rose. That's all I got to give. Can't give nothing else.
It's got to be, if not the greatest part I've played, definitely one of the most complex. And the great thing about theater is you get to go deeper in a way. There are no previews in film. You shot it. What you shot yesterday is gone.
Director Kenny Leon is guiding Denzel Washington with his shot at this multi-layered character who tries to do the right thing, even as he hurts the people closest to him, his wife and his sons.
I understand Troy Maxson. I love him as a human being, but he's flawed, and that's the point of the play, that we're all imperfect. We're all flawed human beings. And Troy, you know, he's honest to a fault, but at least he can look in the mirror and say, this is who I am.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
Got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
Got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think that is?
Because of you.
Hell, I know it's because of me, but why do you think that is?
Because you like me.
Like, I go out of here every morning, bust my butt, putting up with them crackers every day, because I like you. You about the biggest fool I ever saw. It's my job. It's my responsibility. You understand that? A man supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house, sleep your behind on my bedclothes, fill your belly with my food, because you my son. You my flesh and blood. Not because I like you.
Kenny Leon has directed all 10 of August Wilson's works, which look at the African-American experience decade by decade through the 20th century. And he worked with the playwright on his last two plays. Fences is set in 1957.
This is a great American play, well-structured. It has the poetry of August Wilson. It has those monologues August Wilson is known for. But it's in the same line of A Death of a Salesman or Moon for the Misbegotten, all those great American plays.
I want him to get as far away from my life as he possibly can. You're the only decent thing ever happened to me, Rose. I wish him that. But I don't wish him nothing else from my life. Decided 17 years ago that boy wasn't going to get involved in no sports. Not after what they did to me in sports.
Why don't you admit you were too old for the major leagues? For once, why don't you admit that?
What do you mean too old? Don't come telling me I was too old. I just wasn't the right color. Hell, I'm 53 years old. Could do better than Selkirk's 269 right now.
How is you going to play ball when you're over 40? Sometimes I can't get no sense out of you.
I got good sense, woman.
Viola Davis plays Rose, Troy Maxson's wife, who deals with disappointment and hardship herself. Davis worked with August Wilson on the original productions of two of his plays.
Somehow he had an ear and a heart and a talent to take in people and a very specific world. African Americans, too, who are usually passed by. The maids, the domestics, the garbage men, the everyday man. It's so great that he found the poetry in the what is the seeming ordinary.
Denzel Washington actually was a garbage collector for a short while during his college years.
22 square blocks, that was our route. I remember the smells, literally.
But this role, with all its anger and poetry and humanity, hits home for a deeper reason.
For the first time for me as an African American, it's my voice. Yet the themes are universal. The father-son relationship, the husband-wife relationship, you know, the themes are universal.
Fences opens next Tuesday at the Court Theater on Broadway for a limited run through July 11th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. You can follow this program on Twitter. You get recommended readings and helpful links and advanced news tips and all the nuance that we can fit into 140 characters. We're at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. You can also find me on Facebook. Our engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Brian Jarbo. Audio engineers include Arthur Halliday-Lorentz, Stacey Abbott, Dennis Nielsen, Vince Muse, Gary Henderson, Mark Greenhouse, Ted Mebane, John Widoff, Jerry Tennant, and Preston Brown, with Theo Mondel at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Sicka. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. Renee's back with us next week. I'm Steve Inskeep.